As dawn breaks on a world teetering on the edge of transformation, a moment of solitude offered a rare glimpse beyond the familiar, revealing the undulating fabric of our shared existence. This weekend, amidst a fleeting pause from the sanctity of scripture, I ventured into the labyrinth of our collective consciousness, seeking to understand the currents that shape our global narrative. What unfolded was a tableau unchanged, marked by the relentless cycle of discord and division, orchestrated by the omnipresent forces of media, spinning tales of fear and division with the deftness of seasoned puppeteers. The political arena, fractured by the binary of left and right, has become a theater of blame, each side casting aspersions with the aim of obscuring their role in the unfolding drama of our times. Amidst this orchestrated cacophony, the world reveals its oddities, ships veer off course, their collision with bridges a metaphor for the unintended consequences of our technological hubris. The fertile ground of uncertainty breeds a rich tapestry of conspiracy theories, each a reflection of our deepest fears and anxieties. Our economic pillars, once thought unassailable, now quake under the strain of unseen pressures, hinting at a precipice that looms ever closer. This realization heralds a profound shift, a seismic event that threatens to unravel the very fabric of our societal construct. The specter of a third global conflict is no longer relegated to the realm of speculative fiction but emerges as a tangible threat, casting its shadow across the future of humanity. This impending cataclysm, fraught with destruction and despair, promises to reshape the contours of civilization, plunging countless souls into the abyss of homelessness and desolation. The aftermath, a world irrevocably altered, whispers of a new order forged from the ashes of the old, a dominion where the few reign supreme over the many, their will imposed with the cold precision of unchallenged power. In this dystopian vision, the chasm between the elite and the masses widens into an insurmountable gulf, across which echoes the silent cries of the disenfranchised. The elite, ensconced in their fortresses of wealth and influence, orchestrate the symphony of control, their directives shaping every facet of human life. Under their gaze, freedom becomes a relic, a concept as elusive as the shifting sands of a forgotten desert. The masses, once vibrant threads in the tapestry of society, are reduced to mere cogs in the machine of progress, their destinies dictated by the whims of their unseen masters. Yet, within this somber reflection lies a beacon of hope, a thread of light that pierces the veil of darkness. For the faithful, those who walk the path of righteousness, the looming apocalypse is not an end but a beginning, a gateway to eternal salvation. The trials of this world, however severe, are but fleeting shadows, ephemeral and transient against the backdrop of divine promise. For them, the end of days is not a curse but a fulfillment, a final test before the reward of paradise. Contrasted against this divine assurance is the plight of those who remain, ensnared in a world forsaken by light. Their reality, a hellscape wrought by their own making, becomes a prison of despair, a testament to the consequences of forsaking the path of righteousness. This dichotomy, stark and unyielding, frames the human condition, a choice between salvation and damnation, light and darkness. As I contemplate the unfolding narrative of our world, I am struck by the resilience of the human spirit. In the face of adversity, there emerges a strength, a determination to forge connections, to build bridges across the divides that separate us. This indomitable will, manifest in acts of kindness and compassion, offers a counterpoint to the narrative of despair, a reminder of the potential for good that resides within each of us. In this reflection, a tapestry of hope and fear, light and darkness, I am reminded of our collective agency. The future, though clouded by the shadows of uncertainty, is not yet written. It is a canvas upon which we can paint our aspirations, a narrative shaped by our actions and beliefs. The choices we make, individually and collectively, have the power to alter the course of history, to steer our world away from the precipice of despair and towards a future illuminated by hope and guided by love. In the stillness of reflection, I find a renewed sense of purpose, a commitment to be a beacon of light in a world often shrouded in darkness. It is a journey fraught with challenges, yet it is one that we undertake together, guided by faith and fortified by the bonds of our shared humanity. As we navigate the complexities of our era, let us hold fast to the principles of compassion, understanding, and unity, forging a path forward that honors the best of what it means to be human.